Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM is conducting 6 by 30 minute interviews with local residents in the Harvey area. The series is called Your Stories, Our Community and focuses on women in the workforce. The volunteers that have agreed to be interviewed come from a diverse range of backgrounds and life experiences. The recorded interviews will be played on HCR 96.5 FM 3 times per week over a 6-week period, and the local audio content preserved as a historical recording for future generations. HCR 96.5 FM is thankful for the financial support for the project provided by Albemarle and the Shire of Harvey. Hello, my name is Ian, your host for Your Stories, Our Community on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. Today we are focusing on women in the workforce, and I have a very special guest sitting opposite me. Welcome, Bianca Carboni.
Hi, Ian. Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's great to have you here. Bianca, much appreciate you coming in. Bianca, could you share your name, where you were born, and what are your memories of the things you enjoyed growing up?
My name is Bianca Carboni. I was born in Bunbury but grew up in Brunswick Junction. And growing up, I had a lot of different interests. I loved playing sport. I played basketball here in the Harvey Community Rec Centre for a few years when I was in high school. But something interesting that I enjoyed growing up was public speaking, which I think makes a lot of sense given my career now. But any chance I got when I was growing up to make speeches in school, anything like that, I always seized it with both arms opened. And I think it's an interesting point to make, because for any of the listeners who might be thinking about what they want to do in their career, if they're going through a patch of change or anything like that, I think it is a good idea to tap into those things where you think, what do I like doing that other people hate or other people don't like? Because I know a lot of people don't like public speaking, but it's something that I was really drawn to and something that's clearly informed my career today.
Oh, very nice. And as you say, public speaking's not for everyone.
No, it's not. Yeah.
Very wise words, what you said. Oh, that's great, Bianca. And as a child at school, did you have any idea of what job you wanted to do when you left school, and why was that?
The earliest job I can remember saying that I wanted to do was to work in the post office. I loved the Brunswick post office.
You loved the post office?
Yeah, I did.
That's something different.
Yeah. But then as I grew up, I took a lot of different interests in a lot of different things. When I look through my childhood diaries, it'll say I wanted to be an astronaut, a ballerina, a teacher. And I think having that personality where you do have so many interests in so many different things is a good quality of, again, what I do now, not to spoil it yet. So I think that, because I had all those different interests, I was being drawn to a career where I could be creative and explore a lot of different topics. But when I was in high school, I was asked what I would like to do for a week of work experience. And I actually came right here to Harvey Community Radio and did broadcasting for a week. So that was a good clue as to maybe something I would do down the track. And then it wasn't until later in high school that I spoke with my careers counsellor, and I actually asked them, what's something I could do where being persuasive is a good skill? Because I noticed that especially in the speech making I was doing, debating, that kind of thing, that being persuasive was something I was potentially good at. So he asked maybe I should go into marketing. So I actually went on to study a Bachelor of Commerce at the University of Western Australia, where I majored in marketing and management.
And going back to the public speaking, you had an idea what you wanted to do anyway, didn't you, really? A direction.
Well, broadly, I was one of those people that went, I'm definitely going to do this when I grow up. But I knew that I enjoyed talking to people. I enjoyed speaking. I enjoyed, you know, hearing stories. So that's why I originally went into marketing and advertising, because that uses all of those skills.
It does.
But I didn't know exactly what I wanted to do. I just knew the skills I had and that I wanted to use them to give back to the community in some way.
Yeah. Well, you've certainly done that, but we'll get onto that shortly. When you were at school, do you think there are any gender stereotypes for what was expected of female occupations, and what were some examples of those?
This is a very difficult question for me to answer, I feel, because I feel very lucky in that I was growing up with a lot of great female role models. For example, my Auntie Esther, a lot of people in Harvey would know, works at the hairdresser, Carlique for Hair. She runs her own business. She was very driven, same as my Auntie Rosie, who owns a restaurant, Paparazzi in Mandra. So I never felt limited growing up. And because I did do a lot of public speaking, people would often joke with me, oh, you'll be the Prime Minister one day. And it gave me a lot of confidence when I was young. So personally, no, I didn't feel very put into a box. But in saying that, as I said earlier, I did feel like my skills lay in English and talking with people and not away from the sciences and the maths. And I often think, was that a gender thing that I just didn't realise at the time? Was I kind of being pushed in that direction because subconsciously maybe I didn't think that I was suited to the sciences? But in hindsight, it's still very hard to tell.
It is, isn't it? And communication, you obviously wanted to be in that field and not the science field or the maths field or whatever. And communication is a huge skill to have. And you've certainly, you followed on with that in many ways.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
What was your first job when you left school and what are your recollections for you in the workforce?
My first full-time job when I finished university was actually at Channel 9 Perth in the sales team because I had finished my marketing and management degree. I'd done an advertising graduate program and I was very lucky to get that job. So sales, you're obviously, yep, talking to a lot of people, you know, persuading them to try and buy certain products, trying to help businesses. And I'm happy to say that I feel like I was doing well in the job, but I didn't find it very fulfilling, to be honest. I felt like there was still something that was off that I wanted to, I felt like I wanted to do something that was a little bit more rewarding for me personally.
Not quite right.
It wasn't quite right. Yeah. It wasn't until, that was the year of COVID actually, when COVID hit. So
not an easy time either.
No. And my sales team sadly was made redundant. My boss said to me at the time, Bianca, is there anything we can do to help you find a new job? And I said, well, actually, there is. I've noticed the news reporters walking around the newsroom doing their thing. It looks quite interesting. Is there any chance I could do a week of work experience in the newsroom? And they very kindly organized that and I got to do that. And after my week of work experience there, I thought, yeah, this is definitely something I could see myself doing.
That's great. Did you find the sales and marketing a little bit too pushy?
Maybe not pushy. I guess in my experience, when I was interviewed for this job, they said, what are your skills? And I said, I love working with people. I'm a real people person. But then the job that I was put into was very sit behind a desk, crunch numbers, analysing ratings and money. And that's fine. That's an important role to play. And obviously there can't be news without sales. Sales funds everything
that
networks do. But for me, I wanted to do something that was more with people and helping people in a more direct sense.
Yeah. Wow. Because as you say, that marketing and sales, there is a lot of analysing and a lot of important stuff has to be done, of course, but it's not everyone's cup of tea.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's really good you found what you're looking for in the end. Describe some of the occupations you've had during your working career and which one holds the best memories for you.
I have had many occupations, actually. When I was studying in university, during Christmas time, I would often come down south to try and make some money and I'd work in cafes, I'd work in retail. One of my favourite jobs, though, was actually when I was working in the Mix 94.5 and Triple M street team. So for people who don't know what the street team is, it's essentially the people that drive around in the branded cars and give out free stuff. And I couldn't think of a better job. I was essentially just hanging out with my friends who also worked on the street team and we were having a laugh, having fun with the public, playing these games with them and doing things like that. So that was probably the best job I ever had. Yeah. But obviously what I do now is more rewarding in a sense. So that's the way things change.
And you would have done crossbacks to the station, did you, when you were doing that job?
Yes,
we did out in
get
the, streets,
the opportunity to do crosses and things. So also helped in my career now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sure would. That's interesting. And what we're going to tell listeners now, what you actually do now, what's your occupation at present?
I am currently a TV reporter for Channel 9 in Perth.
There you go. And you've been around Australia reporting? Not just for where you are now and 9, but beforehand?
Yes, I've been with Channel 9 for about 4 months now. Before that, I was working for 10 News in Brisbane for about a year and a half. That was great experience to get over there, bigger market, so sometimes bigger stories as well. And before that, I had been working for Channel 7 in Bundaberg. I worked for ABC News in Northern WA across Carnarvon and Karratha. And I'm really grateful for all of those experiences and working for all of those networks because I feel it's made me better at my role now at Channel 9.
What an excellent grounding zone over there when it's, you know, the big cities and so forth. And with the regional experience in Karratha and Carnarvon, that was more at the start, was it?
Yes, that was pretty much as soon as I finished my graduate diploma of broadcasting at Edith Cowan University.
Yeah. And did you enjoy that up at Karratha in ABC?
It's a beautiful environment up there, Karratha and Carnarvon. I'd never lived or travelled up north before doing that. And if anyone is listening to this and hasn't been up north, I would highly recommend it. It's such a beautiful place to be.
Yeah, it's a different world, isn't it? And how did you cope with the heat?
It was very hot. I can confirm I was in the pool most free days that I had in Karratha, yeah.
Very warm. I've worked up there myself and it's a very warm environment. But the place is stunning and it's a different part of Australia, isn't it?
Yeah, and yeah, again, it's just beautiful. The sunsets there are unlike anything I've seen really anywhere in Australia.
Yeah, just brilliant. Okay, Bianca, we're going to have a song chosen by you.
Yes.
Yeah, what have you chosen?
The song I have chosen is Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver. This is a song I play every single time I drive down to Brunswick because I live in Perth at the moment. And it's just a great reminder to connect with your roots and to go back to where you came from every now and then, just to remind yourself of, you know, your childhood and where you are now.
What a nice intro for that song. Perfect. Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, Blue Ridge Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, growing like a breeze. Country roads, take me home to the place I belong. West Virginia, mountain mama, take me home. Country roads, all my memories gather round her, miner's lady, stranger to blue water. Dark and dusty, painted on the sky, misty taste of moonshine, teardrop in my eye. Country roads, take me home to the place.
And that was Take Me Home, Country Roads by John Denver. Welcome back to Your Stories, Our Community, Women in the Workforce on Harvey Community Radio 96.5 FM. My name is Ian and today I'm talking to Bianca Carboni. Bianca, from your experience as a woman in the workforce, what are some of the challenges you have faced and have you been able to resolve them?
There are a lot of serious challenges women face in the workforce. in my experience, something I've noticed as a TV reporter is I'll often go out to do an interview and I'll be with my cameraman. It's often a man. Camera industry is quite male dominated. And if I'm interviewing a male talent, sometimes I'll find that even though I'm the one writing the story, I'm the one who has called them beforehand, who has said I'm going to be the one asking the questions, I arrive to meet them and they shake my cameraman's hand and they start talking to my cameraman. And I'm thinking, hello, I'm right here. I'm the one writing the story. The cameraman obviously has an important job to play getting the shots and things, but I'm thinking, what are you talking to them for about the story, about the interview you're about to do? I'm the one who's going to be asking the questions. Yeah. And I think that I just get a little bit shoved to the side sometimes because I'm a woman, essentially, and that's it. Maybe a young woman, they don't expect it. So I often have to interrupt and say, hey, sorry, I'm going to ask a question now.
And that's particularly when you're interviewing males?
Yes, I found males, particularly older males, I will say as well. Yeah, I just find that sometimes I get a bit ignored in the conversation. They'd rather speak to my cameraman about the story than me, who is actually writing the story for them. So that's
interesting. Would be a little bit off-putting, wouldn't it, right from the start?
Yeah. Well, it's just, I think, and, you know, these are often great people that I'm interviewing. I don't think they notice that they're doing it, but it's just something that they've subconsciously been ingrained to think, oh, yeah, he's a fellow man. I'll talk to him instead.
That's amazing. That sort of threw me a bit. I didn't realise that that would be the case even today. And what are some of the practical things that would have assisted you with the challenge you have faced in the workplace during that time? I know you've just touched on a few of them. Can you think of any other challenges?
Yeah, the only advice I can give for anyone who might be in a difficult situation is to speak up as soon as you can. As long as it's safe and, you know, you're not going to be in any more difficulty, the quicker that you can speak up, speak to a supervisor or a boss, the quicker that this situation can be resolved. Because I think especially as women, we often don't feel like we can speak up, but it is important.
Great words. Do you believe recognition and promotion is generally harder for women in the workforce, and why?
Something I'll say that is quite interesting is in TV reporting, it's a female-dominated field. There are more female reporters than there are male. And because of that, something that I've noticed across the board is when there is an upcoming male reporter who is talented, has a lot of potential, and there might be a female reporter who is the same, that male reporter will often get nurtured and rise through the ranks a little bit quicker because there aren't many other males that are in that situation. And I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I think diversity is important, especially on TV. We can't have, you know, 10 brunette reporters or female on TV every time we watch. You need to have diversity. You need to have a mix of men and women and people from different backgrounds and who have different backgrounds in all senses. So I think that's not only important from a sense of what you're seeing on TV, but also we tell stories. We talk to people from all walks of life. And the more people you can have in a newsroom from those different backgrounds with those different ways of seeing the world, the better stories that we tell.
Yes, and I've noticed the Eastern States stations too have a lot of different cultures presenting, which is excellent, and it's really opened up the scope of reporters around Australia. You could say that is a case of favouritism?
You could say it's favouritism, but again, I don't necessarily think in that context it is a bad thing because we need diversity in TV. So if they're going to nurture a male reporter over a female reporter so that there can be an even number of women and men on TV, I personally don't have a problem with that.
I know we've already touched on this, but have you had any other female role models in your workplaces? And what is it you admire most about them?
One of my role models at the moment is Tracy Vo, who our listeners might recognise from the 4pm and 6pm Channel 9 news. She's one of the anchors there. I really admire Tracy because despite all of her incredible experience, she's always willing to help me. I've been at Channel 9 for 4 months now. She doesn't need to be as kind as she is to me, but she's always given me fantastic advice. She's a brilliant writer. She's a brilliant person. And the other thing I'll add is that she's incredibly resilient. She wrote an article just recently about she was being out and about and she experienced some racial harassment. Tracy is of Vietnamese background, and obviously that's completely unacceptable. No one should have to cop abuse inside or outside of the workplace because of what they look like, whether that be because of their ethnic background or because they are a woman. Because I know women do get a lot of criticism compared to men in the broadcasting fields when you look at the comments of stories and things like that. So I admire Tracy not only because she's an absolute professional, but because she speaks out on things that shouldn't be happening, and she's incredibly resilient and amazing.
Yeah, it's nice to hear. And she's a lovely presenter. She does a very, very professional job, and she does the weekend news too, I think, doesn't she?
Yes.
Yeah. What is likely to be different now for young females leaving school and entering the workforce for the first time from when you did? Any changes, do you think?
This is another difficult question. It's hard for me to answer because personally, I haven't spoken to any recent graduates in high school. I actually finished high school 10 years this year, a decade ago. So it's a big milestone, okay, Ian?
Yes, and, it is.
No. But yeah, no, I was thinking about this question. And I consider myself a bit of an optimist. So when I think about, you know, the issues that women are facing in the workforce, I like to think that the women who are graduating school now will hopefully have it a little bit better than others who have had it before. I think about my mum and my grandparents, you know, the opportunities that they had were nowhere near the opportunities that I've had. So I hope, at least for high school graduates now, that they're going to be given even more opportunity than I was given.
That's great. And what we've been talking about with opportunities and how things are changing, let's hope that's going to be the case. And I think it will be. Do you believe things are changing for the better, women in the workforce, and you're optimistic of things will continue to improve in the future? Well, I think we've just about capped that just then. Any other comments about women in the workforce?
No, Ian, I think that summarises it quite well. Yeah, I'm feeling very optimistic for the future for women in the workforce. I'm having a fantastic experience myself. I don't feel like women should be discouraged from being in the workforce in any way. I think the opportunities are just getting bigger and better. And I will end, if I can, on one of my favourite quotes from Ayn Rand, which says, "The world you desire can be won. It is real. It is possible. It is yours." And the reason I love that quote is because it's a great reminder that you can do whatever it is that you want to do.
Yeah, love it. Now, just one question. You don't know about this one. Could you read out a day in the life of a reporter?
Every day is different for a reporter, but I'll give you a rough idea. I wake up at either 5 a.m., 9 a.m., depends on what my roster is that week. And usually I don't know what I'm doing. I wake up and the chief of staff will at some point say, "Bianca, here is your story for the day. Go and do it." I might have interviews lined up already, I might not, but I'll usually spend the morning going out and interviewing my talent for the day, which will be at least two people for the 6 p.m. news story that night and often the 4 p.m. news as well. So I'll do my interviews wherever they may be, wherever I have to drive.
I was going to say, it could be Rottnest to where.
That's right, it could be anywhere. Yep. And then I'll try and get back to the office as quick as I can. I'll write my story together. I'll pull out the best sound bites from those interviews. I'll get that story then looked at by a producer. And then I will voice the story in the voice booth before the editor then goes to edit that story together with all of the vision that my cameraman has shot. So they say TV is the most collaborative of any of the media because it's not just a one-person job. I have to work with a big team and together we put together a story for the news that night. So it is very fast-paced. In between that, I might be doing live crosses. I might have a live cross to do that night. I might have done one in the morning for the Today Show. So yeah, it's a very dynamic job, a very exciting job. And yeah, you never know what's coming next.
That's the adventure. That's the excitement. But what a great job.
Yeah. I certainly enjoy it. Yeah.
I can see the enthusiasm in your eyes. Yeah, no, that's terrific. Is it hard with some of the stories you do?
Yeah, as a reporter, I work as a general reporter, so I cover any story, any range of stories. There are reporters who specialise in courts or crime or politics, but I could be doing anything. So particularly in the world of crime and courts, you can walk into a courtroom sometime and sometimes and hear some horrific details of a crime that's occurred, or you could be going to the home of someone who has sadly just lost their home to a fire or something like that, and you're having to then talk to those people and say, hey, I know this is probably the worst day of your life, but would you be willing to share how you're feeling?
Because difficult.
People want to know. And it is a difficult job. It is difficult, some of the things we are exposed to, but we get a lot of great support and we know that we're doing something important.
Bianca, have you got a song, an outro song to go out with?
Yes, the song I have chosen for my outro song is It's My Life by The Animals. I actually heard this song for the very first time when I was on work experience here at Harvey Community Radio. Our listeners will be about to hear this song, but in the chorus they say, it's my life and I'll do what I want. And I think that's a nice summarising message for our segment today that, yeah, you can go out and you can do whatever you want in your career as a woman in the workforce or for anyone in the workforce.
Thank you so much, Bianca. We really do appreciate you coming in.
Thank you, Ian.
Here it is. It's My Life by The Animal.
Squeezing and ride, taking all I can get, no regrets.